principle is called live from your highest self. And the affirmation for that is, I have a divine ability to manifest and attract all that I need and desire. So you discover this higher part of yourself. You live it and you know it. I wrote a book a few years ago called Your Sacred Self. And in the sacred self, I talk about the two parts of us, if you will. There's one part of us that is an idea, and we call it the ego. And this idea is that who I am is separate, and who I am is special, and who I am is important. And the key word is separate. Who I am is separate from others. In other words, where I begin and where you stop is what separates us. So that you and I are not the same, according to this ego, because you're in a different body than I am, and you stop there, and there's your boundaries, and here are my boundaries here, and we've come to believe in this sort of separateness part of us. But then there's another part of us, an idea also, that says, I don't care about separation. I am in a different world. I don't have any boundaries. That's this part of me that is looking out, if you will. And this part I call the sacred self, or the highest self. And this part of us only wants one thing. It doesn't care whether we're right, which is the ego is very concerned about that. It doesn't care whether we're better than, doesn't care what we look like. It doesn't care about any of the physical characteristics that we have come to identify as ourself. This higher part of ourself only wants one thing. And that thing that it wants is for us to be at peace. So that whenever you're questioning whether or not it's your higher self or your sacred part of you or the ego part of you that is motivating me at any particular moment, the question to ask yourself is this going to bring me peace? And if the answer to that is yes, it's going to bring me peace, then you listen to that higher part of you. If the answer to that is no, it's going to bring me turmoil, it's going to create problems for me, I'm going to end up in an argument, I'm not going to be happy if I do this, whatever, I'm not going to be healthy if I do this, this isn't going to work for me, then it's the ego, the part of us that believes that we are separate from. Now this key word in knowing and living from the highest self is separation. That's the key word, separation. That somehow we have come to really endorse this idea that I am separate from God, that I am separate from my fellow man, and that I am separate from my environment. And that overcoming this and living from a different perspective, one of the things that I have worked and worked and worked on in my own life, and I still continue to work on it every day, and in my own relationship with my wife and with my children particularly, is this idea of allowing this higher part of myself that just wants me to be at peace, just wants peace and nothing else, to play more of a dominant role, to tame this part of me that is so concerned with my self-importance and with being right, and with proving somebody else to be wrong, and with being offended, and all of the stuff, the turmoil that we live with and create because of this reliance on this ego. So knowing that we have a higher self or a highest self really means detaching ourselves from a lot of the things that we have come to believe is who we are.